Go. Well, welcome everybody. Welcome to the Master Heart family. And goodness gracious, you're going to absolutely love our time together that we're going to really help us to feel and experience the eternity that we all are. We are eternal beings and life after death, if you will. There is no death, it's a misunderstanding. And so we're going to literally go into our souls and then go into God's light and feel that warm light. It's actually what we experience when you do transition back into non-physical, what again people typically call death, that but we're just passing into the non-physical, that you'll actually be able to experience that today as long as you allow it, and that you'll be in the light and you'll feel the presence of the divine and feel better than you've ever felt. So we're going to have an exciting time today, and welcome everyone. And so we always start out with all the miracles that are happening, and really there are miracles happening in our life every moment of the day. It's all a matter of, is our committee have blinders on to where we don't see the miracles, and instead who's managing who? Is our committee the devil managing us and judging and thinking this is bad or this is good? Whereas, or are we having our higher power and the divine and our walk with God to see the blessings, see the miracles in every moment of every day? And that's why we share it with us. In fact, the Albert Einstein Institute has one of the top ways to have a long life is to be with a similar group like us. To be similar-minded group, and because it's helpful to us, it nourishes our soul. And so, speaking of nourishing our soul, Joey, take it away, baby. What do you have to share with us today?
Absolutely. And I just have to say, this group is so like spiritual. It's just so awesome hearing, like, whether it's me or anybody else sharing and stuff like that, the things we share about and the insights that come as a result of even just listening to somebody is just miraculous, really, And just reminds me that the tide never rises for one ship, and I'm glad to get to be in this with you guys. And there's a difference in my weeks from the weeks I can, that I'm on this call and the weeks when I'm traveling or something and can't. So I'm really glad I get to be here. And I had such a phenomenal experience happen to me is this weekend I spent, last year I had my whole outside, my house painted and everything. I live up in the mountains in a mountain home and stuff and had the whole outside painted. So this past weekend, I started doing landscaping, and I was having a really good time doing it and kind of on and off through the weekend and stuff. But I was out Saturday and I was doing it and I was digging stuff up and laying out the borders and, doing the fabric and all that. And this realization came over me. 16 years ago, I was in my first year of sobriety from alcohol. I had just bought a house in Michigan and moved back there from Wisconsin and took a step down in the career that I was doing from a management to a salesperson. And I just started the process of going to court. The divorce was just finished, and I just started the process of going to court to fight to get 50% custody of my son's time in my life. And I spent that Easter weekend landscaping my house, the house I had just bought in Michigan. I was doing the paver stones and stuff. And it was the first holiday when I didn't get to see my son at all on the holiday. And I spent that weekend, that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, just broken up and crying. I'm doing this landscape stuff while I'm crying and stuff like that and everything. It was just such a painful time in my life. And then and with that realization and remembrance of then, it's 16 years later, and here I am on the same weekend landscaping this house, and how much different my life is, how much like where I've been brought through, and what I do today, and the life I live today, and the relationship I have with my son, and how everything I was so afraid of back then of not getting or losing, or it all worked out in ways I could not have freaking logically planned for and stuff. And it was just such a great reminder of it. And I put a video out this past weekend of how I spend that, the crucifixion. And then I use Saturday for the visioning of the new life. So Friday I look at, and I did the video and it was like all kinds of people are commenting and everything else on and stuff. It was really awesome. But it was all about like I spend Friday relating to the crucifixion, what do I want to let die for me? What habits, what traits, what, you know, impatience and fear and anxiety and worry, what do I want to let die for me? And then Saturday, I spend writing that vision of that new life without those things. And then I wake up Sunday morning on the resurrection, living that new life as if those traits are no longer part of me. Yeah. And I love that I get to do that, but I love that I get to, I love my life today that I get to share the things I learned and how it impacts other people and stuff. You know, I had a 2-hour conversation on the phone Saturday night with a old friend on my block I grew up with that we haven't talked since we were probably 13, 14 years old, you know, had this, and it all because of that willingness to just share. And that desire and passion of mine to just share that, you know, who I am and where I've come from and what life is like today, that happens. And it was just such an awesome thing. And I'll tell you, I didn't get to see my son. He lives in Michigan. I live in South Carolina. But man, we probably spent 5-6 hours on the phone this weekend just talking about things and crying because he didn't know what that was, that Easter was like 16 years ago, you know, and getting to share that with him and let him know how important he has always been, how much I've always loved. It was just such a absolute incredible weekend.
Oh my gosh. That's just so beautiful, Joey. I just love that. And you know, you always get us crying, man. I love that. Crying the joy, you know, just so beautiful. And this whole idea about that, you know, what I want to die in my life, we get to control that. So for all of us, it's, you know, like Good Friday every day. What do I no longer want to think about in my life? You know, what don't I want? And that'll come to you pretty quick. The committee will hand it to you on a silver platter. But then the vision on Saturday. And this every day, this is a daily routine. This is really the joy shot. It's, you know, identifying what I want from the things, the contrast of what I don't want, the things like you said, Joy, on what you fear. And then to create that new vision that, you know, on that all of our futures, I guarantee you, all of our futures are bright. You know, they're bright. And they just got brighter because of that testimonial by Joy. And then to the resurrection.
That is nice.
Rise up, you know, to rise up, to show up, to speak up, that it's so beautiful. And yeah, Joey, you were never alone, that any of us that were over Easter by ourselves, if you will, we're never alone. We always have God, and we're going to go there today, and we're going to realize that within us is the kingdom. God is always there. We're never alone. We're always loved. We're always supported. And we can communicate to anyone here, you know, walking this earth with us or previously walking this earth, that we can have it all. And that's so beautiful. What did you say about the boats all rising again? Can you say that again, Joy?
Yeah, the tide never rises for one ship.
God, the tide rises for all of us. Hallelujah. Yeah. And we're all on that. We're all rising up. And that's what this is about. We raise our vibration, which means we raise our point of attraction, which means we raise ourselves to be at one with God and feeling good. And yeah, and that's the tide. The tide rises and all the boats go with the tide. Rise up. Rise up.
Rise up.
Great, great song. Rise up.
We're not going to sing it, though.
Oh,
right.
Well, that's great, Joy, and so wonderful to be able to connect with your son in such a meaningful way, too. And, you know, we don't have to be there in person, if you will. In fact, you know, we could just pray. We pray the power of our prayer to just send love to, you know, our children, each other, well-being to each other. I pray for every one of you every day, and it's so good. And see it, you know, it's this idea like, yes, that prayer goes to you, but you know what, it also helps me, because when I pray well-being for you, well-being then comes to me. It's this idea about when your brother's ship comes in, so does yours. What are you praying for your brother's or sister's ship? And so don't love your enemies. And why? Because if whatever you're saying, you become. Whatever you're thinking, you become. And so give love. And I have some amazing stories that it's joy did. I mean, just these miracles and like with my brothers and how we actually this weekend came together more than we've ever come before together. And it's like, and I didn't have to figure it out. I just asked for that. You know, I asked for deeper, more meaningful, loving relationships with my family. And I wasn't really even thinking directly about my brothers. I was thinking of other family members. And then God delivers it for us. Yeah. How beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. So other good news. What other miracles are happening in your lives? Yeah, Steven.
Hey, how's everybody today? Hope so as well. Had a great Easter. I too got to talk to my youngest child, which doesn't always happen. He lives in Hawaii and he's living the dream, just enjoying life, being himself. And I love it. I wouldn't change anything for him. But the fun part was he was with a friend who was already, he'd been in the military already, been divorced. He's had some pretty good challenges. But he had told me that he appreciated me for telling him how proud I was of him.
Wow.
And it was a good moment for both of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, he needed a father figure. He hasn't had one for a long time. And this was cool. Touched his life a little bit. Good kid. Yeah. Really good kid.
That's beautiful.
Talked to my kid, which is always awesome.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, good stuff. And just I've had some confirmations on a few things that I needed to get confirmated on. That was just uplifting. Just had a really good weekend, you know.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Your friends. Yeah.
You know, Michelle Tanner, she's in Hawaii right now. Maybe she could stop by and say hi.
It's small world, huh? Small.
Yeah. The power of attraction that, you know, you bring up Hawaii and then Hawaii. Right. So that's beautiful. Yeah.
I better go to Hawaii then.
There you go. There you go, Michelle. Okay. And we can do anything, you know, that we just need to. It's our committee that says, oh, I don't have whatever, enough time, money, whatever. You can do whatever you want. And and Shell is an example of that. And way to be, Stephen, on that. Yeah, you've been asking for clarity. You've been asking. And you know, our committee wants to say, hey, you got to have some prize. You got to, you know, sell this much or, you know, be this way. And they need to say this or, you know, whatever. And, you know, it's not about that. It's about how you feel. You know,
right.
Stephen's your, you know, the way you felt with that conversation, that's the prize, you know, yeah. The way that joy just felt about the 60.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Right. That's good. You know, I mean, I really like the fact that you always talk about seeing the silver lining in everything. And there is one in everything, you know, even in the worst scenario, there's always something to be learned. And to be positive about, like, no, that was a shitty situation, but look what happened. Look what happened.
Right.
What did we learn? What did we learn? Right. You know, betterment.
Exactly. Know? Yeah. And to get there faster to that realization is don't call it a shitty situation.
Right. Yeah. Who has a lost luggage, right?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Those are luxury problems that are so minute that it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
We didn't want any swimsuits and stuff anyway, right?
Right. Beautiful. All right. Who else has the good things to share? Some miracles.
So, Dr. Hank, I'll go if that's
hey,
okay.
Hey, Robin.
So, thank you, Joey. Thank you, Stephen. I was late, so I don't know if anybody else shared, but I really value this time and learning from you guys, and I appreciate and love each one of you. So I had two Crunch events last week that we go into Crunch Fitness and we were able to share what we do, set up a little table, but from Dr. Hank. So I wanted to prepave that, right? So I said, I want to make one really good, meaningful connection that day. Dr. Hank corrected me later, saying I want at least one or more meaningful connections. But I did. The first event, I went and sat up. There was a chiropractor right by me. And so I was just starting to ask him questions about, you know, what he does and where his practice is, getting to know him. And I was really, you know, I lead from my heart. And I really want to get to nobody, somebody, really, and I want to be authentic. So anyway, he said, well, you know, he had one of my brochures. And so he said, tell me about what you do. So anyway, after our conversation, he's very open. He wants to look more into this. He just, he works with another chiropractor that's been in the business for 35 years. He's going to retire soon. And then this guy will take over. So he said, well, would you mind, Robin, coming and talking to me and my partner about this and sharing it with us? And I said, I'd love to. So, and then he'll, you know, he'll be on this week's webinar. So that was great. Yeah. So the next event, which was 2 days later, I said, okay, I want to make at least one meaningful connection with one person. And then I did. So it was another vendor, because we don't get a lot of people to come up to our tables, but that's fine. So it was another vendor, and she actually works with doctors. So, and that's who we're looking for. So I was just asking her questions, getting to know her, leading from heart. And at the end, you know, I was scanning a lot of people, and she said, can you scan me? I said, sure, I would love to. So, and then I said just something simple, like, well, you know what? We really should get together. Since you work with doctors, I need to share what we're doing with you. So anyway, I walked her out of the car because she left before me, and she gave me her card. She goes, really, Robin, I really want to connect next week. I said, absolutely, I'll give you a call. So after I just came home and I thought, wow, it really does work. What we ask for, it's delivered. Now, I asked Dr. Hank for guidance so I don't get attached to these people. So they can either join me or not, but it's just, you know, I know that I'm attracting the right people, right? Yeah. And then it's up to them if they join me or not. But anyway, I was just telling Dr. Hank, it's incredible now that I've had experience after experience after experience, and I know it works. Yeah. So when I ask for what I want, it's pretty incredible because I know it's going to come.
Yeah. And when you know that, you're in step four. You're allowing it. You're believing it. You're expecting it. And step one is asking. Most of us don't ask. You know, like we even had a discussion about, hey, let's, you know, ask for over $100,000 a month. You know, if you don't ask for it, you're not going to get it. And so I love the idea of having over $100,000 per month. You know, just, I love the idea. Just have fun with this. That, yeah, ask. But this idea about Robin has it down. She is prepaid. She prepaid a few months ago. She said, hey, here's what I'm asking for. Here's what I want. I want to attract doctors, and attracted this amazing doctor where she ended up, you know, going out to California and helping them to incorporate this system into their practice. And, you know, just, and it's about the relationships. Just enjoy what you're doing. Don't have the committee, you know, leading you saying, oh, I got to sell them, or, you know, just, no, I just want to get to know them. You know, if anything, you have a new friend, you know, that, and just enjoy the moment and see the miracle in the moment, the blessing in the moment, and with those people. And so Robin has just really been, and so now she knows it. And so now, hang on, she's going to be calling me for a demanifestation class. She just keeps on asking, keeps on allowing, because she goes, now I know it. Yeah. And when you know it, that, hey, that I can ask for it. And as long as I don't have any other thoughts that get like, oh no, I'm not worth it, or this can't happen to me, or, you know, they might say no, or, you know, just forget all that stuff. It's just the committee trying to put you back into hell. And it's like, no, we rise up now. We rise up and walk with God. Hallelujah. That's fantastic, Robin. Congratulations. Yeah. Or when you worry, Shell just said, or when you worry about the how. Yeah, you don't need to know how to do it. That things will happen just miraculously. You know, I wanted to be with the Easter Bunny.
I saw your picture.
And really, it was just out of the blue. I didn't realize that, wow, there's this Easter Bunny, and I got a picture of him. And before we started, I think, but there I am with the Easter Bunny.
And life size.
It's just like, really, you know, you just, and I want to have more fun. I want to be more playful. You know, I want easy money. I want an easy life, you know? Oh, and that when you just ask for that, gosh, on Saturday, I was in my joy shop for over 2 hours. It's just, and I just get out of there and it's just like, man, I just can't wait for life to start. And you don't have to be in it for 2 hours, 20 minutes is fine. But, you know, it just went from one glorious thought to the next glorious thought on my lighted path, you know, and it's like, wow, we can have anything that we want. All we have to do is ask. We don't have to be concerned with the how, because the Father does the work. And then all we need to do is receive it. And to receive it, we allow it, we believe it. We expect it. And like Robin said, we know it. Amen. Yeah, thank you, Robin. Beautiful. Yeah.
I have a question, Dr. Hank.
Yeah, sure.
Can you ask for something for other people?
Yeah, yeah. So you can pray for others and your prayer will be answered. Now, you want to make sure the committee isn't a devilish thought, and the committee will trick you on that. So, for example, I want my child to go to college. Okay, that, you know, God has the plan. Now, what and the kind of the rule of thumb here for yourself and for others is be more general. So I pray for each one of you for well-being, for health, wealth, and success. Those four thoughts there, which also gives you the same thing that you're praying for others, those will get them there. What you don't want to do is, you know, start saying, hey, that, you know, I hope they get this job. That job interview, you know, might have been for a good reason to say no, to build their energy to get really the ideal job that they want. So again, you don't want to do the how. And I'd like to look at it for clarity purposes on the five W's. You think about what you want and why you want it. Wow, I want a long, happy, healthy, wealthy life. Why do I want that? Wow, I want to feel good. I want to walk with God. I want to do my desires, my soul's desires. So God's job is who, when, and where. So it's a good, nice way to look at, hey, if I'm getting into, well, who needs to be there or where? And so hearing that, Shell, do you have a follow-up question to that? On that, maybe your situation that you were thinking about or whatever?
No, I think you answered it. Like, so, like, let's say somebody close to you is, say, you know, an alcoholic. Instead of, you know, asking for them to not be that way anymore, you ask for health and well-being.
Yeah, very good. Very good. And here's what most people will do, and you caught it. And so you're awakening now to, I can't say I don't want that person to be an alcoholic. Because you just said alcoholic, and it doesn't matter if you're saying want to, don't want to, you vibrate at alcoholic, and you're sending them to become more of an alcoholic. And so it is, hey, I send them love and well-being. And you can use, you could use healing, but you got to kind of watch that word because everything's playing out perfectly. Now, I like thinking of healing as that I'm healed as far as I have better feeling thoughts than I had before. I'm healed from beliefs that no longer serve me, and instead I have. But, it's not this, this person is broken and I'm going to fix them. The main thing with other people is that you're okay. And what happens to most people is they think, oh, I'm living with an alcoholic and this is terrible and everything, and it ruins their life. Mm-hmm. And so what you and all of us want to be is the light. And what does that mean? That means this is an inside job. I want to feel good. I want to have good feeling thoughts. I want to send well-being and love and joy and peace and harmony to others. And because the path that all of us are on or have been on, there's nothing to regret, nothing to be shameful for. You know why? Because it got each one of us to this red hot moment right now. We're living it right now. We're on our lighted path. And by the time we get off here, you'll even be more on your lighted path. And it's like, wow, this is so fun. And when you thrive, everybody else will thrive around you. And so, it's like someone will hear Joey's statement, for example, and his experience, and it'll give people hope. Someone will read the Crystal Princess, from Deborah's experience and say, hey, yeah, there is hope. It doesn't matter how low it is, how bad it is, there's a way out. And God has the answer for you. God has the solution. God has the clarity and the understanding for you to see the blessing in it and to move forward. All prayers have been answered. What are you praying for, though? And that there is always an answer. And this really bad actually takes you to really good. One of my books, The Happiest Man in the World, that I went through hell. I was 17 years old, a wild kid, and blah, 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 alcohol and drugs, all kinds of stuff. But boy, the worse I was, the better I am now. So I even kind of jokingly say, if you've only had a mediocre life, well, you're just going to have a mediocre, ending. So it's like, oh, good boy, am I glad I went through that divorce, that cancer, that sickness, that fight, whatever, because it's taking me, as long as you allow it to realize this is what I don't want. And I really don't want it. So thus, what do I really want? And I want better health, and I want a loving, deep, meaningful relationships with my children, with my spouse or my spouse-to-be, that it's, we get to call it. And our dreams are coming true. Our dreams are coming true. And that, but it's so easy for the committee to come in and say, well, you didn't hit this one goal or whatever. Forget that. Your dream is coming true just by you feeling good. That helpful, Shel?
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Be light.
You bet, my Hawaii girl. Yeah.
Be the light.
I'll make just one quick comment. I was just kind of thinking today as everyone was sharing, and it's really awesome to hear kind of the path that a lot of us have done, but it's kind of, I was kind of looking at everybody on the screen and I was like, wow, each one of us have had so much progress and so much where we're seeing these things happening in our lives. And it's really incredible. And I just feel really blessed to be a part of this group and just get to experience this with all of you guys.
That's beautiful, Carolyn. Yeah. Oh. And see, and how does that feel good? How does that feel? Yeah. It just feels so awesome. Good, Yeah. And so when Carolyn just gave that to us, that it also gave it to her. And so, and again, we've been brought up with they meant well, but they didn't know what they were talking about. Like, don't be selfish. I can't think or feel for anybody else. Think about the starving people and, Timbuktu, like, that didn't have anything. And so I'm supposed to stuff myself. Really, just all that stuff was ludicrous of what they were doing. They thought it was good, but it was their committees. And so now we've risen above our committees. And it's all okay. Everything's playing out for the other people, whatever. And I like looking at it that we're on this merry-go-round and, kind of the push ones when we were kids and be fun, be playful, be thinking about that. Yeah, and I'm on this merry-go-round. I just keep on going higher and higher. And when you do, and the faster you go, some of the people that were on your merry-go-round are going to go off your merry-go-round. They're fine. They're going to pushes,
Del Joaquín estaba
whatever.
pasando la frontera.
Someone's talking there. And so it's like that's okay, but see, when you're high flying like that, you're going to also attract new amazing people that will help you to your desires. And when they help you to your desires, they help themselves to theirs. It's like this beautiful way that God has it when we take care of ourselves, that will, and as we thrive, that we'll be taking care of all others. And so it's like that's why this is so much fun too. Think about that. Your merry-go-round's going higher. You're going to attract just amazing people, like we've attracted each other, and there's more to come. And then not only people, but the non-physical, the spirits, the angels. Oh. They're just waiting for you to call upon them. Those that have walked before you. I mean, I was calling on Christ this morning, Buddha, Einstein, Steve Jobs, that we just have a big party. That's why I'm in there for a couple of hours. I mean, I got this party with all of them and then all of our angels and archangels. And it's like, wow. And then all of you, I invite all of you. I have a party with you guys every day. And somebody, no wonder why I just jump out then after the joy shop, and I just can't wait for this day to happen. Just big happy surprises are coming to me today. That miracles come to me today. That I laugh more, I smile more, I belly laugh. You just have to ask for it. And you don't need to be specific. God knows exactly where you are, where you want to go, and the path of least resistance to get there. And so you just ask for it and allow it in. And when you allow it in, like Robin did, then boom, magic happens. Then everything is fine.
Wow.
Good. Yeah. Great. Other thoughts? Thank you, Carolyn. Yeah. I don't
I
know.
have it on.
Yeah, I just had a feeling, Mia. I felt that. I said, Mia, I got a call on you. And there you are raising your hand. Hey, Mia, good morning.
You felt it.
I did.
Well, first I want to say what Joey said in the beginning about the weeks that you're not able to make it. Like the weeks that when I'm not here, gosh, it's such a difference. This is like chicken soup for the soul and like the best way possible. Even though we set our own day, there's something about communing with people and connecting with people who are on the same path, who lead with heart, that, and then hearing everyone else's stories that really just fuels and inspires and just keeps that momentum like going. So I'm really grateful to be here. But I wanted to share the question that Michelle asked about, sort of, praying for other people. I had two things happen. I think I shared it with you, Dr. Hank, last week that, I couldn't have made this up. But my mom, she had been searching for a new place for over a year unsuccessfully. And she was feeling very, defeated for a while about it, like, oh, in California, the housing is just, she was going down that whole path. And, as I shared before, a couple weeks ago, I shared the Joy Shop with her. And I've been checking in, like, Mom, did you get, good morning? Did you do your Joy Shop? And, she'll let me know. And today I am happy to say that she is moving.
So I will be helping her. She found a place and actually within walking distance from me,
Oh
which
my
is
gosh.
wonderful because she loves and I love the neighborhood that I live in. It's beautiful, it's happy, there's trees, flowers, parks everywhere, and it's quieter than where she's at. And so she's so happy that she gets to be right here and she gets to see her grandpup, my dog, who loves her very much. And she wants to go on walks with her. So she's really excited. So I'm very happy about that. But I really told her, that's the power of the joy shop and just being in that momentum. The other thing that happened is the same with my brother, who lives in Wisconsin. He's in Appleton, Wisconsin. And he and his girlfriend split, and so he was looking for a place and 4 months just not finding anything and going down that same sort of path. And so last week I just thought, let me just message him and see how he's doing, because we're very close. And so I was like, hey bro, what's going on, how you doing? And he was kind of like, oh, okay. And I was like, did you find a place yet? And he said, no, not yet. So that was sort of like the end point of that conversation. And so I just sort of sat and I did the breathing and, just kind of called into my angels and just asked, just be with my brother and give him good feeling thoughts and just allow things to open for him. That's all I said.
Beautiful.
And was nothing formal or anything, literally within about 15 minutes, he's like, well, that was interesting. I have a place. I just heard back from my place. I was approved and I moved on April 15th. And I was like, oh my gosh. And he was like, how does that happen? And so I was just overjoyed that, within the span of a week, my mom and my brother, got their wishes, what they were really desiring, and that just helping them by asking,
Just by asking.
is all I had to do.
That's
So.
beautiful. And as long, like your brother, as long as he allowed your prayer and didn't resist it. And I love
Yes.
this. Just open me to opportunities. You know, you would pray to open for your brother, but you know, for all of us, a great one to write down is I ask that I be open now to opportunities and open the doorways. I love looking at life as there's doors and we get to open them. And what doors are you opening? What doors are you asking for? You know, and I'm asking for, hey, I'm my mother for, you know, well-being and for her. And the joy shop, that's the greatest gift you can give her because it not only gives her a place, but it helps her be happy. We can be anywhere and be happy.
Yeah.
And so you gave her, you know, the greatest gift for herself to be able to manage in her thoughts and her feelings. And then, yeah, prayer works. And that's why that, and you were great and general in that, not that, oh, he needs a place at 42nd Street. It's that
Yeah.
open opportunities for him, you know. And then when you allow God to do it plays out where your cup overfloweth every time. And in this case, with your mom, that she's moved right near you, walking distance from you, and able
Yeah.
to move the dog. And it's like dominoes that everything goes. But if you would have tried to get her a place, hey, I'll handle this, and then you're going upstream, and she would have been in Timbuktu and in some unhappy place because that's where the
Yeah.
devil, the committee, wants
Yeah.
to
Yeah, that's and it's true because I've done that in the past and I'm done.
Give it up to God. And so, but
Yeah.
that giving it up doesn't mean, oh, I'm just gonna wait for God. Good luck with the wait. That's all eternity. It's giving up on God. Please show the best way, you know, for
Exactly.
mom or your brother or whoever. So that's beautiful, beautiful. And with that, because of where we are, thank you, Mia, and love you so much. And so let's go ahead and let's really experience the eternity, the eternal beings that we are. And let's do that and go to the kingdom within us. And so I'd ask you to close your eyes, as long as you're not driving, that to close your eyes and to begin deep breathing. Remember your breath in the Bible, spirit means breath. And so breathe in deeply. And breathe out. Now just relax, relax, relax. The meek inherit the earth. Everything that we want is when we're relaxed, when we're super casual, when we're at ease. Breathe in. And breathe out. And now just give thanks to this divine moment now, where you can go down into your soul. Breathe in. And breathe out. And just relax from the top of your head all the way down your body, down your legs, down your feet, being so relaxed, so at ease, so in love with you, the world, with God and all that is. And breathe in deeply. And just imagine now that you're on top of this golden road. You're at the top of the hill of this pathway, this golden pathway. And begin just as you breathe in deeply to walk down this golden pathway. Feels so good. You hear the birds singing. You feel the breeze of God's breath upon your cheek. You feel so carefree as you're just skipping now, going down deeper and deeper down your golden lighted path, going down deeper and deeper and deeper. Breathe in. And breathe out. And as you go down to the bottom of your golden path, you look out, and there is this beautiful field with flowers. And you walk now on your path into the field of flowers. All different colors, your favorite colors are there. Feels so fresh. It's a spring day. You feel the light of God like a sun shining upon you. Feels so warm, so good. You see to your left a beautiful waterfall, and it's just splashing down. It's this beautiful, healing, divine water that goes down into this beautiful blue pond, the freshest, most wonderful water in all of the universe is there. You just love this. It feels so good, that warm light of God on you. And you walk through that field. You're just in awe of that blue, crystal clear water falling from the fall into that beautiful pond. And you approach that pond now. And you just put your feet in that beautiful, healing, lovely, divine water. And your feet now just tingle with the loving energy of God. And you walk now further down into the water to your waist, to your chest. And just submerge yourself in this healing, loving water now. Feels so good, clearing your thoughts, having good feeling thoughts, having your feelings. Oh, you just feel so good, so free, so at peace now, just flowing as that water goes into your pores, that healing divine water of God going into your pores and into your body. You just feel so energized, so loved, so wonderful. And you look up through the water. There's the light of God in the big, beautiful sky, this place we call heaven. And you just see this light now coming to you, and the light shining upon you, and now shining on your heart, and opening up your heart so wide, so beautiful, with your love just flowing now, endless love flowing from you, feeling so good, flowing your love to each other now, to the world, to your loved ones, all the people that you know. And God's light is so attractive. It's just so engaging. And you begin now to float. This is just a magnet, God's light upon you. And you float and you're being floating out of the water. And you're floating now to the light of God. Just drifting, floating, just going now to this light. This is the most magnificent light you have ever seen, ever felt, ever experienced. It's the light of God. And as you float now right in to this light. And at this moment, you feel the eternity for which you are, for which God is. That you have eternal life. And it feels so warm here. You feel so loved here. You are loved here always. And this is the kingdom within you that is always here. You are the eternal light and at one with God. And this is what it feels like when we transition from the physical to the non-physical. This beautiful light, this peace, this love, this warmth that flows in us and through us and all around us. We're so happy. We're so filled with joy that we are now enlightened and understand our eternalness. We understand life and what a glorious life that we each have. And we so appreciate our lives. We appreciate God and the higher power that rests within us. Knowing now that all is well and everything is getting better and better. We're so at peace, so in love. And just enjoy as you breathe deeply. Enjoy the light of God in you and all around. Illuminate your mind is this bright, white, divine light within you. Feel the presence of God and all that is, and your oneness with God and all that is. And from this moment on, you shall always be now more consciously aware of your eternity, eternal you, the amazing creative being that you are with God. It's so delightful. You're so happy. And this light of yours now shines brighter than it's ever shined. You'll shine onto others. You'll be a magnet to everything that you desire. Because your dreams are golden. You are golden. And you are now the light. The eternal light, the torch that burns within you. Loving yourself and loving the world. And take this light now and place it within your heart. Forever there. And now you forever aware. This eternal light that burns within you so brightly now. And you begin to float now back down with the light. And you float back past the healing, loving, divine pond of gods onto the beautiful field of flowers. And oh goodness, it feels so good. And all the flowers turn to you. Your light is so magnetic. And they start dancing. They just love your light. You just energize them and everything now. Giving joy and love and peace to everyone and everything. And you walk up to your golden path. And now that path is just downstream. It's a beautiful, easy path. You're on your lighted path now that is easy and free and abundant. And walking down your golden path to a beautiful, beautiful white door, the door of life. And you open up the door of light. And as you walk through, that you shine on the world. As you walk into your life, resurrected. As you walk into your life new and bright. The bright light of God is within you and now shows to the world. And for this we give thanks. And I now invite you to come back into your chairs, into this magnificent divine world that is filled with miracles that are coming to you now at a pace unimaginable, so fun, so delightful. And breathe in deeply, breathing in your light. And now, releasing that light out to the world and opening up your eyes and welcoming this light. Woo! I feel good, like I knew that I would. So good, so good.
That felt great.
Yeah, great. Anybody want to share any experience you had while you were there in the light, in God's light?
Warming, warm light, encompassing kaleidoscopes.
Beautiful, cool. Kaleidoscopes, I like that. Good imagination there. Yeah. God's gift of imagination, kaleidoscopes and all those colors and everything. Yeah, love it. Beautiful. Yeah. Any other thoughts before we are led by Joey the singing?
I'm going to have to miss our singing today because I have an appointment for a podcast in 2 minutes.
So. You got to prepare for that, huh? Okay. Turn your mics on. And let's get ready. Be like children now, free and carefree, and happy and fun and playful. And we like to laugh and have more fun. We like
to laugh and have more fun.
For we are the chosen ones.
For we are the chosen ones.
Eternal life is our grand new game. Eternal life is our grand new game. The kingdom within is our middle name.
The kingdom within is our middle name.
Eternity is our divine right.
Eternity is our divine right.
As we walk in God's divine light.
As we walk in God's divine light.
Sound off the Master Heart family.
Sound off the Master Heart family.
Sound off the Master Heart family.
Yes. Woo-hoo! Well, welcome to your eternity, folks, and know that everything is flowing your way, and that this week's gonna be the best week you've ever had. More miracles, more happiness, more everything that you wanted is all set up, ready for you to allow it in. And I love you with all my heart. Bye bye.
Love you too.
Thank you.
Have a great week, everyone.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.